Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today, let's review the threat to your financial security from the SECURE Act currently going through Congress. It passed the House overwhelmingly in May and is now in the Senate. Formerly known as the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, the legislation tinkers with private retirement accounts such as IRAs and 401ks and Section 529 plans used for educational expenses. Several features are minor or actual improvements. However, there are two features that could accelerate tax collections and even lead to government seizure of $16 trillion of private retirement assets. First, in current IRAs, when the account owner dies, the heirs receive the remaining assets and, in most circumstances, can defer withdrawing assets and paying income taxes over their expected lifespan. Under the SECURE Act, these stretch IRAs are prohibited. Instead, heirs must withdraw all the assets within 5 or 10 years, paying higher income taxes to government sooner than under current law. The second provision is potentially worse. It allows employer-sponsored 401k plans to offer annuities as a retirement option to employees. An insurance company would receive the assets in the retirement account in return for a promise to pay a monthly check until the beneficiary dies. Unfortunately, annuities typically impose high transaction fees. This effectively reduces the value of the retirement assets. Second, the assets traded in for the annuity are gone. When the beneficiary dies, the heirs get nothing. Third, annuity beneficiaries may pay accelerated tax liabilities. Fourth, some insurance companies have failed and defaulted on their annuity payments. If the SECURE Act is enacted, I'm worried there will eventually be a furor over the high annuity fees and the insurance companies failing to pay promised benefits. This would open the door for the government to nationalize private retirement assets under the guise of protecting retirees. The government would then pay future annuity benefits, but not until after it has seized all assets now in private retirement accounts. Insurance companies, faced with the prospect of collecting higher fees, support passage of the SECURE Act. But, in my opinion, this act would eventually reduce the standard of living of most Americans. Don't fall for it. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.